Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. Mercer County going to be well represented at the individual state wrestling meet that starts Thursday at the State Farm Center on the U of I campus. We have three state qualifiers, including Ethan Munson, Eli Burns, and we're talking today to 144-pounder Zeke Arnold. Congratulations. I know you've had to come overcome some injury, so let's tell us a little bit about that. This is a great way for you to end your senior year because I know it hadn't been easy, right?
No, not at all. Thank you. So basically, at the end of my junior year last year, a week before the regional, I was injured. I had a bucket handle meniscus tear. So I immediately got surgery like a week later, and I basically recovered up until August, mid-August, where I started wrestling again. Season comes by, and first day of practice, I ripped my meniscus again. So I scheduled surgery a week later, and I got that, and then I was back within the room within about a week or 2 weeks. I wrestled all up until the Abe's tournament, which would have been December 29th and December 30th, where I hurt myself again, same knee, and basically my coaches told me to sit out up until the regional, which was a very, very smart move. I will admit, I was not happy at the time because I wanted to wrestle. It's my senior year, but I do appreciate them sitting me out. I really do. And then, you know, came to the regional. I dropped to 144 because I thought it'd just be the best weight for me to make it and to compete on the state floor. Did pretty well at regionals, nothing too challenging. And then sectionals comes by, and that's where it gets a little harder. The competition gets a little better. First round match, I had a kid named Aiden Mackey from Prairie Central. I believe I majored him. Second match comes by, and that would be Brady Lair from Peoria, Notre Dame. Sorry, and he was not bad. He was a pretty good wrestler. I was down with him on the first period, and then I caught him on his back, so I got points for that, and that's basically what won me that match. So that was the quarters match, and then the semis match. I had Caden Inman from Tolono Unity, and that was a tough match for me. I lost that one, and I came back for the Blood Rounds match and beat a kid from U High named Ethan Lower. And yeah, here we are.
And that's great. And I need to ask you then, from a mental standpoint, you overcome numerous injuries, and basically you sit out all of the competition up to the regional where you get back on the mat. How kind of challenging was that, you know, I think mentally, but then also wrestling shape when you get back on the mat?
Yeah, it's very mentally draining sitting out your journey, you know, working so hard your entire high school career, and then you have to sit out your senior year. It's very mentally draining, but I had a lot of support, a lot of talking from my coaches, convincing me that, you know, it's not over, you know. As for wrestling, it is, you know, I haven't had any wrestling mat time since December, so I haven't wrestled really no wrestling time. No, it's like a quarterback going into a football game not throwing a ball, you know, for a month and a half. But my coaches, they've had some drills to help me with my knee and to prevent me from getting further injured, and just lots of running. I will say that, lots of running to keep my weight down.
Oh, I think that's great. Yeah. Well, and I'm just curious then. So what was your emotion then last weekend down, I think the sectional was at Olympia?
Yes.
So you get to the blood round, you win that, and you're able to kind of, you know, eventually punch your ticket to get to state. What was it like for you? Because, you know, you had those ambitions last year as a junior, and the injury ends your season. So what was the feeling when you knew you were going to wrestle at the State Farm Center?
Very satisfying. Very satisfying. Lots of emotions going by. Lots of, you know, I've just worked so hard to get to that point. I have lots of obstacles to overcome, and to just to be able to accomplish a goal that I worked so hard for. It's just very satisfying. And, you know, I'm not satisfied. I want to compete on the state floor. Yeah. So,
well, it was interesting. I tell our listening audience, I was talking to Zeke here before we went on the air, and I said, well, what does the state bracket look like? And he said, I don't want to see it. I just want to wrestle. I mean, that's basically kind of the philosophy. Why is that?
Right. Well, I mean, wrestling is a big percentage mental. Like, if you can psych yourself out easily before a match and lose just because of your mental. I've done that multiple times, and I just don't think I need to look at the bracket. I just believe I need to compete and just wrestle, you know?
And then, so the last 2 weeks, you get regional, you get sectional coming out of, you know, coming off the injury layoff. Do you feel good about, you know, your physical condition wrestling-wise? And we're also talking off the air, you got a couple of pretty good workout partners, the two kids that are basically going to state.
Hammers, Ethan Munson, great guy. He's very tough. And Eli Burns, we always sharpen each other. Iron sharpens iron. That's very true. They're great buddies. They've done great things for me. I think they're more happy for my win than theirs at the sectional, because they know I've had some things to come through and overcome. And
Well, you're leaving today. We're talking to you Wednesday morning. You're leaving today, and you get a workout in the U of I wrestling room. How cool is that experience? And then what do you think about just being at the State Farm Center and getting a chance to wrestle down there this weekend?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, Illinois is one of my favorite teams. I love their wrestlers. They're great. And just to wrestle in their room is it's just awesome, you know. And as for wrestling at the State Farm Center, I believe it is, it's an atmosphere for sure. The entire thing is just so fun. And I was there, I watched, but just to be able to wrestle there is a totally different perspective. And I do appreciate that.
When you think about when it started for you, how old were you when you started wrestling, and when did you kind of pick up the bug and say, hey, this is a sport I really dig, and I want to end it, you know, I want to cement my legacy and get to go to, you know, be one of these state qualifiers in the program that has a lot of tradition?
Yeah, I started in eighth grade, and I really picked it up, I guess, that summer where I started going to Young Guns, which is a wrestling club in Bettendorf, and they're all tough. They're very, I mean, they're hammers, so they made me a lot better, and I went there over the years. Lots of summer work with my coaches, and lots of summer work with Ethan Munson and Elan Burns. They're great. I'd say the biggest part and what's made me so much better is just the off summer work, and my coaches have really done a lot of things for me, and my partners have made me a lot better for sure.
Are you going to take a moment maybe, you know, sometime this weekend and think before you maybe take to the mat to wrestle to say, man, I got here and I had to overcome these injuries and I'm here? You think you'll have like a reflective moment maybe like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been a journey for sure. I'll definitely take a look back and just realize what's all happened, you know. I really thought that after, you know, I hurt myself, I didn't really have much confidence, actually no confidence at all. And then, you know, some encouraging talks from my parents, my coaches, my buddies, they really helped me overcome my confidence issue and help me wrestle.
All right, awesome. What a way to end your senior year, overcoming injury, and Zeke Arnold among three state qualifiers for Mercer County, along with Eli Burns and Ethan Munson. Zeke, good luck this weekend, and a great story, man.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.